great to be there, it's great to be involved. Probably last couple of years we've lost semi-finals, we've lost finals, we've lost championship semi-finals, and we've never really recovered. Last year Carrickmore beat us in our home patch, Kelly Clougher beat us in the league final in Carrickmore. So I think this year we were really determined to do it. You know, with 11 week layoff, but in fairness Kieran, he kept us at it, and it's hard work. It's our first title in 5 years, you know, and I think we spoke about maybe it's not really for me, this title is for the younger boys. We have a fantastic panel of boys from 16 to 24 coming up. It's trying to get them boys and trying to get them into winning. We have a lot of boys who haven't won a league before, so it's nice for them, and it's great for the club. It's a great lift for the club, probably with the week we've had it and all, with the chairman and all, with the loss that he had in his family, you know, so we can want to do with that. And then with Owen McCusker out as well, like, so we want to do it for Owen as well, yeah. Like, so we had a lot of factors going, but we probably felt in the semi-final that we didn't perform. But with us and Kelly Clougher, it's always a big rivalry, and it's grown to be a big rivalry, yeah. So it's nice beating them. Like,
well, that was the thing, it was Kelly Clougher you lost to in the semi-final by a single point, and that give you all the more drive because you're meeting them here in the league final.
Yeah, definitely. I think they've beat us the last 2 years by a point in the semi-final, and look, taking away Kelly Clougher, they're deserving champions, and we knew it was going to be a tough game, and we knew we had to work really, really hard. But look, we beat them, and we always thought that if we got the first goal, we would strike hard and force them to come out, you know. And we stuck to the plan, we did well, and it's just one of them days. Everything worked for us, and then probably nothing. Kelly Clougher will say nothing worked for them, and you get them days in football. And for once this year, maybe in the big games, we get a lot of the breaks, and we took them.
And you have to admire Tremore for showing that drive and that intensity and that hunger, you know. And we're into December here.
Yeah, I know. Hey, probably it's hard as me and Young Road and McNabb boys go to the training together every night, and you kind of find it hard to get yourself motivated. But look, see days like this here, you want to play football forever. And probably, as we were saying, it's been better weather in December than it was in August and July. So look, you're playing football and you're being active and you're being out and about, and you just go and enjoy it, and especially it makes it all the sweeter that you win. And it's great for the club and it's great for the community, and hopefully go home now and take a few pints and enjoy this.
Enjoy it. Listen, don't go yet. Kieran McCoy's goal first half, that was a key score, sort of opened things up for you and got you going, didn't it?
I think Kieran and Marty did a tremendous amount of work on the video, and we probably knew what way their kickouts were going to go, and we've been working all week and probably stopping their kickouts, and it didn't, it worked. And once we got the goal, we kind of knew then that we knew they could be broke, and then we were happy going off the 3-point lead because we knew Kelly Clougher had to come out and we had the wind advantage, and we probably got the turn of the break, we got the early goal as well. But no, look, 1-15, 1-30. Our reserves are in a championship final on Friday night, you know, and without the reserves or right, whatever, without the squad we have, we wouldn't be here. And if the boys weren't pushing, we wouldn't be here. And that's truth up. And when you have over 30, 40 men in the middle of November out training, you know you're on to something special.